Today I want to talk about something that oftentimes gets overlooked when we tell the story of Canada's history. I'm talking about the essential contributions of Black Canadians to our national fabric. Mathieu DaCosta, Lincoln Alexander, Jean Augustine, Viola Desmond, Danny Laferrière, these are just a few of the people of African descent have shaped Canada into the country it is today. And still, their stories too often go untold, relegated to the footnotes of history textbooks. And why? Because centuries of inherent oppression, systemic racism, and discrimination have taken root. Yes, even in Canada, progress is not felt by all people equally. Unconscious bias certainly does exist, and Black Canadians are particularly vulnerable to this inequality. It is too common to hear stories of young women and men across the country who are first judged by the color of their skin. Hearing about these individuals' lived experiences with racism and intersectional discrimination underscores that we must always strive to do better as Canadians. Partout au Canada, les personnes d'ascendance africaine souhaitent avoir de bons emplois bien rémunérés, un niveau de scolarité plus élevé et l'occasion de participer de façon égale à toutes les facettes de la société canadienne. Mais en réalité, beaucoup trop d'entre eux vivent dans la pauvreté, ont des problèmes de santé, ont un niveau de scolarité moins élevé et sont surreprésentés au sein du système de justice pénale. Nous pouvons et nous devons faire mieux. This is why, today, we join leaders from across the international community in taking an important step forward. Today, we announce that Canada is officially recognizing the International Decade for People of African Descent.